So this week, of course, we have Shabbos Parshas Tzav, we have Shabbos HaGadol, and it's also the week, sort of the week before Pesach. Next week there's going to be no Shir. So I figured I would also use this opportunity to speak a lot about the Maharal's ideas on the Haggadah. So just first, we'll begin with one piece, and again, it's a different formulation than we usually have here with the sheets, because I have to get to fix my database. But we'll start with just one observation from Parshas Tzav, but the majority of what we speak about today is on the Haggadah. So the first page is on the back of the head page. Take a look in the middle over there, second column. Im al todah yakrivenu v'yakriv al zevach hatodah chalos matzos b'los b'shemen. When you brought the carbon todah, so you brought four types of loaves of bread with the carbon todah. Three out of the four were matzah, one of them was chametz. And usually, you're not allowed to have any kind of chametz on the mizbech. This is one of the very few exceptions. The other one is the lachmet. He says that the carbon that was brought on, the mincha that was brought on Shavuos, the shtei alechem, was also from chametz. So he wants to know why specifically by the carbon todah, the carbon of thanksgiving, were you allowed to bring even chametz, as opposed to every other carbon mincha, was not allowed to be lo se'afeh chametz, right? You're not allowed to have any chametz in the Beis HaMikdash. So he says like this, Baratz Olam Hashem, and the todah is a type of shlamim. It's a type of carbon shlamim. Baratz Olam Hashem, maybe al Hashem Yisparach shlamim, the whole idea of the carbon todah is thanks when you've been through a tzara, so you're giving thanksgiving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for getting you through the tzara. One could ask the Maharal, since the Torah forbade chametz in a carbon mincha, imkain lama tzivu b'Torah she'yeh makriv atoda al lechem chametz. Why is there chametz over here? V'chein ba'atzeres shavuos also hamitzvah lo b'shtei al lechem in a chametz. V'ari b'chol makom marchik a chametz v'ata tzivsa al chametz. Usually the Torah says you're not allowed to have chametz in any carbon, and here we're commanding you to bring chametz. So he wants to say like this: aval davar zeh ki kasher makriv shlamim al shem hashalom, v'hashalom hu hakol, v'medrash, gadol hashalom sh'shakol k'neged hakol, peace is everything. Shana omer osa shalom v'oreyas hakol. U'ma sh'hashalom hu k'neged hakol, ki hakol tzrichim shalom. Kmo sh'omer sham v'medrash, gadol hashalom sh'afil ha'yonim tzrichim shalom. Even the malachim need peace, sh'nemar osa shalom v'mromav. Kal v'chomer, u'ma im b'malkum sh'ein eva v'sina. The malachim, they don't have any hatred, they don't have any fighting amongst them. Tzrichim shalom, but yet osa shalom b'mromav. Sounds like God has to like keep the peace up there. Osa shalom b'mromav, right? We say after davening every day, osa, God makes peace up in the heavens. So the malachim, they don't even have a yetzahara. They don't fight. They don't even have jealousy. What peace is the Ribbono Shel making with the malachim? But the Medrash makes a kal v'chomer. If God has to make peace with the malachim, kal v'chomer b'malkum sheyesh kol avidas halala. How much more so does it require? Is shalom with such a huge bracha when you have it down on this earth? When we do have Yetzahara, we do have get angry. We do have these issues with these midos. Skip a little bit down. Oh no, don't skip. Chazal say if you don't have peace, you have nothing, and the shalom, peace, is what completes everything, and in it is everything. If you have peace, you have everything. In this, the fact that God created everything in the world, and Hashem also created the Yetzihara, in that aspect, the Yetzihara is good. So you don't need to distance the chametz. In your own individual karbanos, so bringing chametz is bad, because chametz symbolizes the Yetzihara. Like the Medrash says, Kmosh Amr